All right, when we play this round of It Happened in Florida, that means Woody and I have got three stories that we're going to share with you here real quick, and they're all true stories. It's not that we're making anything up, but they could have happened anywhere all over the globe, and so it's your job to figure out which one of them actually went down in the troubled state of Florida, and you can do that at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody will kick us off with story number one.
Think back, if you can, to when you were 17 years old.
Okay.
Some people like Chelsea, not that long ago.
It was a good year.
For people like Wilcox, it was in a different century.
It was for Chelsea, too.
Sure. Okay, well, it just sounds funnier that way. Did you ever have your mom ask you to mow the lawn when you're 17? You're like, I just want to go out with my friends. Then what do? Well, if you're like the 17-year-old in story number one, you cut a giant dong into the grass, and it makes your mom so mad she takes a picture from the second floor and posts it online going, this is what happens when you nag your 17-year-old to mow the lawn.
Wang.
And it gets more than 280 likes from mom's friends.
Wang.
My question for you is, in Florida, you're 17. Mom asks you to mow the lawn. Do you draw a giant dong in the grass instead?
Draw it or cut it?
Cut it. I apologize.
Wee wee area.
Cut it. Draw it.
He somehow cut male genitalia into the lawn.
Chelsea, take a look at this. Can you tell what that is?
That's a coot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we buy it?
Yeah, I can see the picture of it.
I mean, a picture.
Is it really, did a 17-year-old really do that just out of anger for his mom? Or do we think this is viral somehow? And this is...
What do you think, like the Scott's lawn care people were like, give me a giant green dong?
I don't know. I don't always buy it. It's a lot of effort for somebody who didn't want to cut the grass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You've really ratcheted it up a notch. Ratcheted it? I think I added one in there too many. Story number two has to do with something that we hear so much now. It's a flight that had to be rerouted. Flight from one destination to another had to land in an airport that they did not anticipate landing in. Anybody want to guess why?
A bathroom malfunction.
Yeah.
Well, undetermined as to whether that's it or not.
Stinky?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm looking for. Smell.
We've heard of this before.
That's what I started this story with. But what gets me about these are they did not identify it as Chelsea said, somehow a bathroom malfunction. They haven't said what it is. They've only labeled it as a, quote, strange odor, end quote.
That could be any number of things.
Exactly. But we've heard it so many times. Don't you feel like at this point, as an industry, the people in the airline business ought to know what all the different odors are? How many could there be? I realize that there could be some sort of malfunction mechanically that might cause some sort of odor, whether something was burning or something was leaking. But still, how many things could it be? And haven't we heard dozens of stories about flights being diverted for smells? Sure, sometimes it's the bathroom doesn't work. Sometimes it's specifically human, as in someone left something somewhere. Wink. That they wish they hadn't. But this one just rerouted for strange odor, no further information available. Were they flying to or from, or did they have to land emergency style in Florida due to unidentified odor is my question for you. Woody's got the third and final.
We're going to play some Craigslist Prices Right today. And if you're looking to purchase a Rolex, how likely are you to go to Craigslist to find that Rolex watch? I bring it up because that's what happened to our friend in story number three. He was selling his presidential Rolex and said, you know what? A lot of places I could do it. I want $15,000 for this Rolex watch, but I'm going to go to Craigslist because it's got the most reputable people in the world. He did find a buyer, by the way, who wanted to meet at a gas station, which I think, I don't own a Rolex, Chelsea, so I think that's usually where, if you're going to have a cash transaction of $15,000 in all 100s, that's where you would go to a gas station, right? After counting out the money and realizing, hey, looks real, feels real, all the serial numbers are different, not a problem, take the watch, see ya. He went to go pay for some gas, and that's when they used the little pen and said, I'm sorry, this bill is fake. And so are the rest of your $15,000 that you just sold your Rolex to. Was it in Florida where he's like, "Mom, I meet at gas stations for $15,000 cash deals." Janine is up first to try and solve our quiz. Janine, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in the Plywood State?
Story number three.
Number three is the one, yeah. Cops on the lookout for a man who they say may not be named Jason, although that's the name he used in correspondence in St. Augustine, Florida.
The flight that had to be diverted due to a, quote, strange odor took off in Austin, Texas, and was headed toward Denver, had to land in Albuquerque due to the unidentified smell, which, by the way, some flight attendants had to be hospitalized for.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if they considered the fact that it may have just been Albuquerque, but
how dare you?
That's undetermined as of yet.
And not even in this country. Scotland is where the 17-year-old cut a giant dong into his mom's lawn. Commenters saying, wow, that takes some time and effort. 10 out of 10. I think you need to tell him he needs to do that every time now because we absolutely love it. 4 smiley faces with crying.
Would you give that to me so I can tweet it out so we can all see whether or not this is legitimate? Because I still have my questions.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.